to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Executive Chef Fred Genovese and his guests will cook and saute. They share their food and they share their recipes. Kevin Jenkins, he's a fat man jumping in on the pots and pans. So don't touch that dial if you please. Chef and the fat man, Chef and the fat man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. It's that time of the week, the time you've all anxiously been awaiting. It's the time when you grab the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the boyfriends, the girlfriends, or both, if you are daring enough, as it's time to gather them around the old tube radios. It's time for another adventure down the road to culinary excellence, true theater of the mind radio, known as Chef and a Fat Band of Blue Collar Chefs. We're listened to by thousands, streamed around the world on Newstalk 1160, the talk of the town. And, of course, you can pick our show up each and every week on iTunes. As a matter of fact, we're listened to in 7 countries and 42 states. My God, there's that many bleeding ears out there. It's an amazing thing. Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, are proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking vessel. Yes, it is. Boy, you guys are just kind of anemic. We are brought to you by the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking vessel.
Oh, very good. Now, that's much, much better. Okay. And also by DiscoverIreland.com and Tourism Ireland. Why not take the trip of a lifetime? Spend your summer in the Emerald Isle. Let the journey begin. And by the Monteleone Hotel, the crown jewel of the French Quarter. And why not take a few dollars and help support our Georgia USO? The money you spend is for the troops we love. They appreciate it. And by Simply Superb Bitters, flavoring syrups, quality cocktail mixes, iced cappuccino mix, and other beverage ingredients by none other than Fee Brothers, the best of the best, proudly mixing since 1863. Fred, you remember that?
I was there.
That was before your first set of glasses.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah, that's a shot right across the bow. Yes. And by OXO Kitchen Utensils, your economical, quality utensils that fit your hand like the fine-tuned instruments they are. And by our newest affiliation with the American Bass Association Barbecue Cook-Off Tour, sponsored by Early Time Whiskey. We are celebrating this beautiful, fantastic Saturday at a true home away from home in more ways than you can possibly ever know. It is by Bobby G's Chicago-style eatery in Milton and now in fashionable Lindbergh Center. But we are here in the Milton location. It is the flagship of the franchise known as Bobby G's Chicago-style eatery. It is, yes, let's hear it for Bobby G's.
Woo!
Let me tell you something. It is authentic Chicago-style food, the true Italian beefs, the incredible Vienna hot dogs drug through the garden, and by, of course, the real pizza. None of that New York floppy stuff.
Oh,
none of that foofy little stuff you stick in brick and clay. This is the real Chicago-style thin and crispy pizza, cut into squares and bagged. The only place outside the city of Chicago where you can get the true authentic taste. Joining me as he does each and every week around the mobile kitchen, it is, of course, the Goomba of goodies, a gargantuan of gardening, Executive Chef Fred Genovese.
By gardening, I guess I think we should start a gardening segment.
I don't think so.
Why not?
That would be fine on
our show.
On the logo channel. I'm just saying.
I think I should contact Bobby G, and he and I should do a gardening segment.
Now, you know, I'll tell you what. You would have a fight with him, though, because, quite frankly, if it's Bobby G, he would rather watch interior programming. He's not so much an exterior guy. He's more of an interior guy. He watches those weird programs, remodeling shows like Destroy This House or something like that.
That's a manly show.
Yeah.
It's not redecorating foof. It's Destroy
the
House.
No, he's into the redecorating, I'm thinking. So you and him could have a great time together, I'm sure.
What kind of shoe do you wear again? I'm sorry. I forgot.
But speaking of, you know what today is?
Today is
Saturday.
It's a beautiful day.
Boy, I'm telling you, everybody is real quick on the wit today, I'll tell you. Today, you doofuses, is National Zucchini Bread Day.
Yes! Woo-hoo!
It's an outdoor thing.
There you go. It's an outdoor thing.
Please settle down. That voice you will hear from shortly in the background is a voice a docile tone that reverberates throughout this establishment almost every day of the week.
In your ears.
It is also St. Mark's Day, and do you know who St. Mark is? You ought to know this one, Chef Red.
Oh, the saint of bullseyes.
No, St. Mark's Day is the patron saint of cattle breeders. I'm just saying.
Cattle breeders.
Outdoor thing again.
And did you know that this is actually...
I thought he was the patron saint of hair-lipped dogs. You know, like, Mark.
That was so bad.
Boy, I'll tell you what. If this is what happens when we come to Bobby G's, if our show has to be great,
this is
the last one he wants here. Anyway, also for those of you who are sitting around the kitchen table or just around the dining room table listening to the old tube radio, this is a little bit of trivia you may not know. This is actually the latest date that Easter can occur.
Could fall. Right.
I'm telling you, man, we're full of it here on Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. Proud to be at Bobby G's Chicago Style Eatery. And, of course, Chef Red, you are going to get a unique opportunity as the show is going to be at Taste of Chicago this year. We're going to be doing a cooking demo. Taste of Chicago, we will be on the Dominic's cooking stage, front and center, amongst hundreds of thousands of people, showing our rather ample girth. I hope it's a reinforced stage. And we will be cooking up some cuisine that I'm sure Chicagoans will like. But more importantly, you're going to get a chance to see the real big city. Not a city that's got a weenie name like Big Apple. No. We are going to the Windy City.
Windy City. That's
right,
baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to the home of your president. We're going to the home of Richard J. Daley, mayor. In fact, I'm trying to arrange so we can go see the mayor, drop in and say hello. Okay. Chef of Fat Man's in town. I think it would be a courtesy call.
I'm sure it clears calendar for us.
Absolutely. I'm sure when we get up there, we'll be escorted out just as quick as we are everywhere else.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
We're talking about the great city of Chicago. Which
the greatest city of Chicago.
Okay, well, there's only one, so it wins by default. But my question to this is...
Yes?
Cubs or White Sox fan?
Oh, there's only one. We don't even acknowledge the Sox other than the fact they're there.
Okay.
We're Cubs fans. In fact, are we going to be going?
Well, we're going to a Cubs game because I got a friend of mine who's got and has had in his family like three generations. Third row at the visitors on deck circle, three rows from the brick.
So we will be doing something I have never been to. A Cubs game at night.
Oh, I was going to say, if you've never been to a Cubs game, I really don't think you'd call yourself
one
Chicago.
One of the worst beatings I ever took as a teenager was when it was decided that my friend Jack and I were going to go to the opening season of Cubs at Wrigley Field, so I had my best friend's sister call in as my mother and give the proverbial telephone excuse why I couldn't be there. Problem is, she overslept and forgot to call in, unbeknownst to me. So we get home from the game all geeked up. We had a great time. You know, Cubs won. It's just an awesome experience until I got home and my father called and said, "Son, where are you?" "Oh, I'm at Jack's house, having a good time. You know, it's after school and everything." He said, "You need to come home now." He was waiting at the corner of the block that we lived on,
belt
wrapping a towel around his fist.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the last time I did opening day at Wrigley Field. But it was a memorable experience.
Okay, so the White Sox, I'm not mistaken, if it was 4 or 5 years ago, won the World Series.
Well,
the Yankees just won it.
Except the Cubs.
Exactly. Okay, I was checking.
Hey, listen, we're historical for that. We don't want it. We don't need to win it. We pack the house without winning it.
What's up with that? That's just to me. You know, if you're losing and you get a city of.
You'll know. When you go to Wrigley Field, Linda gets it. When you go to Wrigley Field, Karen's been there. Linda's been there. I've been there. Put the big L right over the top of your head. You have not, but you shall. We shall.
Yeah,
and we're
going to
go stop by Ditka's. We're going to stop by Ditka's.
Okay.
We know the chef there.
So
we'll stop
Mike,
in there. And then we'll stop by Mike Stocks, good buddy. Rick Bayless, we're going to stop by his restaurant.
Frontera?
Yeah, okay. That's awesome. So we're going to have some great culinary. We're going to get to see some great food. And I'm trying to check with Bobby G. You know, he's hooked up in city of Chicago.
Yeah?
He knows the Vienna folks. He knows the Fontanini family.
I think you failed to mention the challenge that's been thrown down to you.
I can't remember any challenge.
The Sears building we were talking about?
I can't remember that challenge.
The top of the Sears building?
Yeah, it's a new observation deck where you can walk out on glass and look straight down.
And I said, "Are you going to do that?" And you said, "You'll follow me?"
That's
just remember,
right.
It's surrounded, so you can't push me off. I know what you were thinking.
Not before Tuesday.
We'll go on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll go on Wednesday, because Tuesday at 2 o'clock, Central Standard Time. We will be at the Dominic's Cooking Stage entertaining the masses. And to give you an idea how big Taste of Chicago is, when it started, low these many years ago, there were 250,000. They were hoping to get a crowd of 15,000. So they just closed off two streets right downtown, right there on Michigan Avenue, blocked off two streets and thought that would be it. Now, this year, Ms. Portillo, the lady who's in charge of all the entertainment and things for Taste of Chicago, said they anticipate 6 million people in 10 days. And now I know Bobby G. has been there, and we'll have to get his experiences of Taste of Chicago. We've never been. I was out of the city.
That's bigger than Snellville Days is going to be.
Yeah, bigger than Snellville Days by about 6 million.
a little bit more than that. It's close, though. It's a close second. Let me tell you, Snellville Days is a close second.
Well, Chef Fred, let's get to cracking. Before we bring in Bobby G., we'll bring him up at the top of the next segment. But as we close out the first segment, let's talk about the recipes. The first one we're starting out, a great Irish tradition, huevos rancheros.
Yeah, it's all about the eggs today. All about the eggs.
What came first?
Well, I'm glad you said that because I did some digging.
I knew you would.
And, you know, it's kind of like who shot Kennedy. You can ask this guy and you go, oh, I believe that. And then you go to the next table and he tells you and you're like, I believe that. And, like, by the fourth table, you're like, oh, I know he's dead.
Or you go to the person from San Francisco and they say, he's dead.
Exactly.
Just say it.
Exactly. But we're going to do huevos rancheros to start off with. Very simple dish. Very, very good, though. Very flavorful. And we're going to put our little spin on it.
Okay. We're also going to do egg mushroom salad, crab deviled eggs, smoked salmon scramble. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about a celebration of the good life. What better place to celebrate than in Chicago, right in the heart of Milton, Georgia? Bobby G., Chicago-style eatery, chef and a fat man, taking it to the streets of Chicago, baby. All right. Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from downtown Chicago in Milton, Georgia. Now, how the heck do we do that? Well, we come to the place that actually has a sign that reminds you, welcome to Chicago, Richard J. Daley, Mayor. Because we are in Chicago's authentic style eatery known as Bobby G.'s Authentic Style Chicago Eatery. We are right here in Milton, Georgia. We are having more fun than any human being should be allowed to have. Chef Fred, we quickly ran down the recipes, but we didn't tantalize, nay, tease our wonderful listeners all around the world as to what in the heck the ingredients are, because quite frankly, I think everything's going to work this week.
Why do you act surprised?
Well, because sometimes you throw broccoli or some kind of weird vegetable in there, but this sounds pretty solid. So let's quickly run down what in the heck is in huevos rancheros.
Well, you know, it's kind of that southwesty Mexicani thing.
And
Southwesty Mexicani thing.
Okay.
So, of course, we got to have some cumin, and we're going to talk about cumin a little bit later. But we got some jalapenos and some chopped chipotles and adobo, which a chipotle is nothing more than what, Kevin?
It is nothing more than a smoked jalapeno.
There you go.
Off a steak.
Not on a stick.
That's right.
Because we don't need the extra fiber.
Yes, we don't.
Eggs, of course, some onion, crushed tomatoes, and we'll talk about the tomatoes to use and such in that one. And then it's kind of served open face on a tortilla.
Wow. You know who's going to provide ample information about everything huevos or huevos or whatever? It is the Papa Peppers. The Papa Peppers is in the house. Mike Stock, what's happening, Papa?
Well, hello. This is the first time I've been at Bobby G's.
Yeah, well, we were here 2 years ago.
I made the trek.
I know you made a trek from Snellville.
Yes.
It took your GPS an hour to find it.
I had to change money and...
change money. Screen locations.
So Mike, I got to ask you, how are your batteries? Are they better?
That's just fine.
That's another one across the bow. You got me. I had to get him.
Listen, talking about the poor man's Triton.
Can you imagine? This is the only time I ever wanted oarlocks on my Triton.
Poor pedals, one of the two.
Well, listen, I'd give you a 3 or 4 large if you wanted to get rid of that Triton.
Yeah, you would.
Call Uncle Earl and see if he could tune it up for me.
Yes.
But anyway, you're going to have all kinds of stuff to tell us about peppers, about tomatoes, about all kinds of things, because you actually spend a lot of time down in Mexico.
That's right. You know, there's absolutely, as far as I know, there's not an ingredients list for huevos rancheros.
It's kind of like cleaning out the
kitchen. It's absolutely, you know, what the chef, run what you brung.
Or ma.
Yes.
Or mamacita.
Yes.
See? I'm bilingual. I can do these things. All right. Next is egg mushroom salad. Is this what we would consider kind of a twist on the traditional Midwestern egg salad?
It is. We're going to kind of fry up, and we're going to heavily saute and brown some mushrooms to start with.
Nice.
And then we're going to make an egg salad mixture with that. We're going to put that, you can put it over, you know, if you're going foofy and stuff, into like a little endive like we've had at parties and such, or on a little slice of cucumber as a little vehicle to get you there.
How about nice white bread?
Well, actually, you were close.
Yes.
One of my favorite breads, along with many other favorites, is rye bread.
Now, rye bread works.
So I went to the Publix bakery, made sure it had caraway seeds.
Yes.
And got a good rye bread. And we'll lightly toast that. Bobby G's turned on the bottom oven for me of his pizza oven. So we're going to slide some bread in there and toast that up.
What an accommodating guy.
He is. Actually, he was in the office writing your schedule, which looks kind of brutal the next couple weeks.
Crab deviled eggs.
Very simple. You know, deviled eggs, everybody does a version of. And in the South, it's got to have the mayonnaise, whether it's Duke's or Hellman's or
Never heard of it with crab.
Well, you know, there's a lot. We could do... Actually, one of the best things I do is make a deviled egg component, make it a little spicier with a little bit of red pepper flake and such, and then on top, garnish it with a love nut, which is nothing more than a pecan dusted with Chef and the Fat Man Love Rub, lightly toasted. You get that crunch. You get a little bit of that back heat that we have in there, whether it be zesty or original.
And, of course, you're going to finish with a scramble done with smoked, as my wife would say, salmon.
Salmon, yes. The good old salmon, which... You know, have you ever caught a salmon?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Are they hard to catch? Are they kind of...
Yes.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah, yeah. Good fight.
We got two or three sticks of dynamite.
No. Fly rod.
Oh.
We actually got...
Alabama fishing.
We went to Vancouver, British Columbia, and we were having a surprise party for a friend of ours.
Name dropper.
The guy went out that morning, a buddy of his went out in the morning and caught a 30-pound salmon, had it filleted, and we lightly grilled it. And let me tell you, salmon that you buy at anywhere else... Compared to fresh out of it, I mean, it was like eating a steamed vegetable plate. The meat was totally different.
Don't even compare
color.
It to that.
No, let me tell you, the flavor profiles were just absolute. I mean, it's like when Mike fishes for tuna, he cleans it right there. A little little soy maybe or a little teriyaki sauce. Talk about fresh sushi.
I'm thinking he's got a little of that wasabi hanging around.
Yeah, I do. I have it in my saltwater bag.
That's what every saltwater fisherman has.
I have a real sushi
leaders,
knife.
Sushi knife. And, of course, some wasabi.
Talking about Chicago?
Yes.
Years ago, back in the late 60s and early 70s.
You remember that?
They imported salmon into the Great Lakes, including coho and king and that kind of thing. And
that was a
terrific fishery. In and around Cleveland, Ohio right now, you can catch steelhead up to 40 pounds. In these little teeny creeks, I'm talking about real teeny creeks that that you wouldn't think that would hold those fish, but they release the fry there, and they think they're going home to
mate,
and so they all try to get into these little creeks, and they're just thick as a brick.
Well, since this is
a
family show, we won't talk about the mating of salmon.
Okay.
You know what? We haven't heard one thing, not one thing, from the guy who put this whole concept together.
It's because I'm a relatively quiet individual.
Oh, yeah. I've heard you name many things,
but quiet individual
is not one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the Mobile Kitchens of Chef and a Fat Man from his palatial estate known as Bobby G's Chicago Style Eatery. It is the man himself, Bobby G.
Thank you. Listen, we had a great time when we were in New Orleans.
Yes, we did.
But that came and went. It's off with the Saints hat and on with the Bears hat.
Oh, man.
But the Bears didn't win a championship, Mr. G.
From Chicago, wait till next year.
Which is here.
This is true.
Remember, we have Julius Peppers. We're coming out with a new burger. It's a triple stack. It's going to be over a pound. Takes two people to move him.
Wow. That's right. And it's Black Angus. Very juicy.
Very juicy.
It's going to be a humongous burger, I'm sure, because nothing at Bobby G. Since I've known you, Bobby G., we've been friends for years. Ever since you opened the doors just about, I mean, it wasn't too long after you opened that we first met over way many years ago.
Courtesy of Jim and Vienna Beef Hot Dogs. Yeah,
outstanding. And, of course, to this day, you carry the Vienna Beef Hot Dog, which this is the only place where you truly get the authentic Chicago experience by having a Chicago dog.
100% bull meat.
That's right.
Dragged through the garden, and that's no bull.
And tell people who are not aficionados of the greatest hot dog on earth, what the heck is dragging it through the garden?
Well, first off, you take that Vienna Beef Hot Dog, 100% bull meat.
Yep.
lay it, nestle it into a nice steamed poppy seed bun.
Yes.
Cover it with yellow mustard.
Yes.
Chopped onions.
Oh, nice.
Two sport peppers.
Beautiful.
Two tomato wedges.
Absolutely.
Cucumber or a pickle.
Yeah.
We use a pickle. Some
like
people
the,
use a cucumber. It's a taste thing.
Yeah, I like
sprinkling
pickles.
A celery salt.
Especially a nice Chipico, Chicago pickle.
A Chipico, Chicago pickle, Chicago Pickle Company.
Yeah.
They are the best.
They really are.
And,
of course,
we ship it all in from Chicago, so we have that.
Yes, we do. And not only that, but the Chicago dog experience is I mean, people who have tried hot dogs everywhere in the world come back to the Chicago dog.
Being down in the South, it's always fun to put one into a Southerner's mouth that would never ordinarily order such a thing.
Well, even being from New York, I mean, we've got good street food out there. I mean, hands down, you know, your Nathan's and your Boar's Head and such. But the first time, and actually we did the show at the other Bobby G's way back when, and Kevin's like, here, try this hot dog. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not a huge mustard fan. I'm really not. You know, and I'm like, what about the rest of it? And he's like, try it. I took one bite of that hot dog, and I was like, I was fixed. It was amazing.
It's a Chicago staple, and it's the mixture of all those ingredients.
It really is. You know, that bun is second to none, hands down. I mean, and Kevin and I have talked many times about hamburger buns. You know, you get a hamburger bun, and if you get a good burger off the egg, it's going to be super juicy. And you get a regular bun out of the pack, and the first couple bites are great. After that, your fingers are through the bun. You know, it's like Publix puts out this French hamburger bun. It's a little thicker, nice crust on the outside. Not crusty, but enough. And you can eat that whole burger without your fingers touching the
meat. It's got a little body to it.
Yeah, it has some body to it.
Just like Kevin.
That's a lot of body.
It's a little body. That's a lot of body.
Yeah, nobody's ever accused me of little body.
Well, anyway.
But anyway, not only do we have the Chicago dog going on here, but you have the absolute authentic Italian beef sandwich.
Fontanini, right in from the city, 35th and Wentworth. The best beef in the city. Some people think it's Portello's. They're sadly mistaken.
Sadly mistaken. In fact, many people come in here and tell you all the time, oh, I eat at Portillo's all the time. When they're finished eating here, they say, we wish we had a Bobby G's in place of a Portillo's.
And I tell them it's a great career choice for them.
For a mere pittance, they can have their own Bobby G's.
They sure can.
That's right, because you have franchise opportunities available.
We do.
And you can go to the website if you're interested.
You can, and we've opened up our first down in Buckhead, Lindbergh City Center. We're excited.
Beautiful.
The response has been good.
Place.
So,
beautiful
yeah.
place. Absolutely.
So if you're downtown, if you're in that area, stop in. Glenn Koss is the owner. Say hi.
Yeah, they got a great parking next to it, too. I mean, they got a parking deck. You can go up
right
the
behind
floor.
The Taco Mill.
Yep.
So there's a lot happening down there. It's a growing area.
And it's a very safe area because they have a lot of police presence down there. So it's clean, it's nice, and it's well-protected. So
MARTA controls the area, and they do a hell of a job. So
they really, really do. And not only the Italian beef, but, of course, we will, in the final minute of this segment, really destroy the thoughts of what an authentic Chicago pizza is.
Well, most people would think deep dish.
That's the first thing they pop into their mind.
They would be wrong.
Absolutely wrong.
Where I'm from, deep dish is for tourists.
Absolutely.
We eat a thin and crispy, cut in squares, traditional Chicago pizza like we got in a neighborhood where I grew up.
Yep, and they bag it. We don't box it.
We do bag
it. Unless it's multiple pizzas.
Multiple pizzas.
Because it doesn't stack well with bags. When we come back, Bobby G, we hope you'll join us a little later on in the second hour of the show. We are going to start cooking up some huevos rancheros, very typical Chicago food. I don't know. Sounds good. When we come back, more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life as we celebrate from downtown Chicago in the heart of Milton, Georgia. Bobby G's authentic Chicago-style eatery, where Chef and a Fat Man last week was taking it from the streets of New Orleans. Now we're taking it from the streets of Chicago, baby. Taking it. Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from downtown Chicago. Well, not really. We're really in the heart of Chicago, but it actually is in the heart of Milton, Georgia. Where is that? Well, it used to be Alpharetta, part of Alpharetta. Now we're just like a subsection of Alpharetta. But anyway, it's Milton, Georgia. Come on up. We'd love to have you come and check out Bobby G's Chicago-style eatery where most every Saturday night, because every once in a while the team master needs a break. And he does have a life outside of the business. Team Trivia is, and it's, you almost got to get here early because they usually have 9 to 12 teams. They give out all kinds of prizes. It's quite sought after because you win Bobby Bucks and you get product here from Bobby G's. It's really a neat thing. And the trivia, and let me tell you something, people take it very seriously. They have a lot of fun, a lot of teams, and there's a lot of people that
look forward to trying to win those Bobby Bucks. That's better than money.
I'm thinking, and you can spend it here.
Absolutely.
Which is gooder.
But anyway, the Huevos Rancheros, what you did was you finally let it set up.
Let it set up for a few minutes, handed it off to Bobby, fold it over. You can eat it with a knife and fork. You can fold it into almost like a burrito style, a little bite to it from that chipotle and such, and also the jalapeno. So those are ready to go. You can hand those out to whoever, whenever.
See, now I see you kept the egg really sunny side up.
Sunny side up. Just
and
a light
kind of poached it.
Yeah, to bring it all together. And, you know, when you're talking about, everybody's always the big question.
Yes.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
And I suppose you have the official answer.
Well, no, you know what's funny? There were like 1.3 million answers to this stuff on Google. Everybody's got an opinion.
Well.
But I kind of like this one because I love the show, How Stuff Works.
Okay.
Seen the show?
Yes, I have.
I love the show. I would ask to borrow your glasses, but I don't think we're under the same prescription. Actually, let me see those. I might need those, actually, because this I didn't adjust the print, so it's kind of small. This is scary. Oh, my God. It works. They're a little dirty, though, but anyway.
Hey.
The question, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? In nature, living things evolve through changes in their DNA. In an animal like a chicken, DNA from a male and a female meet and combine to form a zygote. How yummy is that?
Yes.
The first cell of the new baby chicken.
Yes.
Chickens evolved from non-chickens through small changes caused by mixing of the male and female DNA or mutations of the DNA that produced the zygote.
Continue on, Dr. Genovese.
So as I read further on, it says, prior to the first true chicken zygote, there were only non-chickens. So then, therefore, I would have to say that...
Scientifically?
I couldn't tell you the truth who came first. But anyway,
well,
both are delicious.
Well, if they're not chickens, then the egg, and the chicken came from the egg, then what would have to naturally have come first?
Both. Well, don't know.
The egg.
Do you know that a chicken, when it's born, has absolutely all the eggs in it that it'll ever lay at one time? All of the zygotes that will be eggs eventually are in that chicken. When they're gone, they're gone.
You have way too much time on your hands, Papa.
Well, no, wait. Here's another great trivia question.
I spent some time
this
morning.
You guys are just full of it today.
Well, the question is...
What?
Does the egg form inside the shell, or does the shell later grow around the egg white and egg yellow known as the yolk and the albumen?
Care.
I think the most important question one has to ask, who cares?
Well, no, I mean, but think about it. Think about the marvel that is the egg shell.
Yo, you think about the marvel that is the eggshell, and I'll worry about the marvel that is the Chicago-style thin and crispy pizzas cut into squares and, you know...
Okay, but Kevin, the thing about it is...
Can we continue cooking? Who cares where the eggshell comes from?
Okay, but the eggshell, the egg by itself...
Yes.
The inside egg that you will eat is absolutely 100% safe. No bacteria, no botulism, no nothing inside that eggshell. It is a perfect package for transportation. Also, I know you do not profess to be the weightlifter you used to be many years ago in college and high school.
Yes, I actually did lift weights for a while.
I know you did. That's why I said that. Now... I have a question for you. I have a challenge.
I have an answer for you.
I have a challenge for you, actually.
Yes.
From point to point.
Yes.
Can you break an eggshell?
No.
You cannot. Why not?
It's scientific. I knew the answer many years ago when I was in biology class, but once again, I outgrew it so I could learn how to cook.
When you were in physics class, maybe.
Well, science class, physics, it's all the same thing.
Okay, let's say we make a mistake, and we have some hard-boiled eggs and some uncooked eggs.
Right.
How can you tell which ones are which? You
spin
can't
them.
Shake them. Exactly. If
which
you spin
ones
them,
spin?
Which ones will spin? You got a 50-50 shot.
It's the hard-boiled egg.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Why is that?
Because it's all formed inside, and it doesn't glop to one side or the other.
Exactly.
Once again, my scientific prowess extends. Now, I saw a gentleman. He was up front. He's at the register right now. He's wearing a shirt, and on that shirt, it has the logo of something that every good Chicagoan knows. Nobody does it like Sara Lee. Sara Lee was one of those baking companies that is so famous in Chicago. And Sara Lee, I know Bobby G knows, Of course, it's hard to get to Bobby G because he's wolfing down the Rancheros.
How was it?
But,
good.
But the Sara Lee logo and Sara Lee Bakeries in Chicago were synonymous with great fattening food.
Great fattening food?
Yeah, it's just good to see that. Here's a guy wearing Sara Lee, and it's good to see Bobby G is on his third napkin now, wiping his nose after those tasty five napkins I got corrected. Huevos Rancheros. Now that we've done the Huevos Rancheros, we're moving right along to egg mushroom salad. Now, quite frankly, most people are probably going to cringe when they hear that. They think of egg salad, you know, eggs, mayonnaise, maybe some pickle relish. I like a dill pickle relish in mine, some chopped onion, a little spice.
We're going to have none of that.
None of that.
None of that. We're going to have the egg.
Well, that sounds good.
We boiled earlier. Now, when you boil an egg, start it off in cold water.
Yes.
Let the water boil. And I found this to work. Depending on how many eggs we're going to do,
okay.
So I'm doing about 5 or 6.
Right.
I will bring it up to boil, boil it for 1 minute, turn the heat off, let it sit for 10, and it will be done.
Exactly right.
There you have it. Let's do that one more time because most people make this mistake when boiling eggs. If you want the perfect boiled egg, we're going to give it to you one more time from Chef Fred's mouth to your ear.
Start with cold water.
Cold water.
About 1.5, 2 inches over the eggs.
1.5?
Single layer. Don't stack them up in a pan.
That's right. Single layer of eggs, 1.5 of water over the top.
Bring it up to a boil.
Bring it to a boil.
Let it boil for about 1 minute, 1 minute and 15 or 14 seconds if you're Mike Stock.
Yes, 1 minute to 1 minute and 14 seconds if you're Mike Stock.
Turn it off.
Off.
Don't cover it. Let it sit for 10 minutes. They'll be fully cooked.
You promise?
Yes.
Absolutely.
When I crack that eggshell to make my egg salad, it's not going to gloop all over the place with yellow dye.
No.
No.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it.
That's
chill them. Chill them. Pour cold water on them.
Yeah. After you get done with that, dump out the hot water, put cold water on them. Then when you go to crack them to get the shell off, what I do is I lay them on their side, roll them with my hand so they crack up, and you usually get probably on the first peel 80, 85%. Rinse them under cold water, pat them dry, and then start chopping them. That's what I did with these eggs this morning because I were kind of tight for time.
By the way, eggs done that way, it's best not to hold them a day or two. They're the best if you're going to make deviled eggs and that kind of thing where you're going to be using the yolk because the yolk will turn a different color. Won't be harmful to you. It'll turn a strange color, greenish color rather than the yellow, and that's because of the sulfides that are in the yolk.
And there you have it, my friends, Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. Today we are celebrating National Zucchini Bread Day.
Zucchini's not ready in the garden yet, by the way, but it's planted.
You can go down to the DeKalb Farmer's Market, or you can go down to the Farmer's Market, the State Farmer's Market. There will be people standing around, I'm sure, selling zucchinis now.
Zucchinis are coming from Central Florida right now.
Yep, there you go.
Do you like zucchini bread?
You know, I do because it's sweet. I do not like a savory zucchini bread because I know one of you guys is going to go off on, well, you know, it's not just sweet bread. It can also be savory. Nobody eats savory but you guys.
God,
I don't know what you're talking about, mister.
Yeah, name a wrong kind.
Exactly. I mean, bread, period, is good.
It is also St. Mark's Day. And for the folks at Vienna, they really appreciate this because St. Mark is a patron saint of cattle breeders. And, of course, many people ask, why does the meat look so red on a Vienna hot dog as opposed to a regular hot dog? And the reason is they use bull meat.
Oh, it's red dye 51, isn't it?
No,
negative.
Let me tell you something. The Vienna plant, they bring in the carcasses. I mean, it's beautiful beet red because bull meat is much deeper and much redder than regular cow meat.
And why is that, Kevin?
Because
it is what it is.
There's no bull.
There you go. Actually, there's a lot of bull in the Vienna.
A lot of bull in Vienna. But anyway, it's the bull meat that gives it the nice red color. And when you bite into a Vienna hot dog, you can tell there are impersonators out there like the Chicago Red Hot. You bite into a Chicago Red Hot, it's like biting into cotton. You bite into a Chicago Vienna hot dog when it's done properly, or even, I don't know that you can make an improper one, but when you bite into it, it's got a snap. It's got a crisp.
You have a real fork.
That's what makes a Vienna hot dog so good. But anyway, Chef Fred, you have taken your mushrooms and you've kind of reduced them down a little bit, added some onion.
Added some onion, a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt. Need to hit it with a little bit of cracked black pepper.
Nice.
Not too much.
We didn't talk about cumin in that last dish.
No, we didn't. I kind of skipped over that one.
It's all right.
But yes, cumin. Absolutely crucial.
Toasted only.
Yeah, if you can toast it and then grind it yourself, much,
absolutely,
much better. Very simple. And all you're going to do is you're going to cook these mushrooms down with the onions just a little bit. Let them reduce down. Let all that liquid come out. We want these kind of sec, which is the big French term for very dry.
I knew that.
We don't want it liquefied at all. So with that being said, let them cool off just a little bit. And then we're going to toss them in with the eggs that are already, we're using a fork to mash them up with.
I don't see the most crucial ingredient.
The mayonnaise?
Yeah.
It's there. It's coming. Right. Don't worry.
Oh,
and actually,
please.
We're going to change it up and use sour cream. Sour cream.
There you have it, my friends. We're going to have sour cream instead of mayonnaise. Perish the thought. And it's still going to be tasty. All these questions shall be answered and more. As Chef of the Fat Man continues, we're going to take a few minutes off. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about a celebration of the good life. What better place to celebrate than right here in the heart of Chicago in downtown Milton? It is Chef of the Fat Man taking it to the streets from Bobby G's Chicago Style Eatery. Welcome back, my friends. Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. We are live at Bobby G's Chicago Style Eatery. Now, you know, the great thing about Bobby G's is even if you're from the Northeast, the Southwest, the West Coast, I heard that about the Northeast, where they think they know football and they think they know food. You know, we have a gentleman that works here at Bobby G's. Tell us your name and where you're from, sir.
My name's Matt, and I'm from Massachusetts.
Now, I understand they try to play football up there.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And what's that team that you follow up there?
The New England Patriots.
Yes, are you excited about the draft?
I am.
You think you're going to do well?
We're going to do very well.
Is Brady going to make it two more seasons?
Three.
There you go. You have it from the man himself. Now, let me tell you, you never really had Chicago food till you started here, did you?
No, I haven't.
Now, what do you think?
It's awesome.
Oh. It rocks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, he works for Bobby G.
That's a paid advertisement right there.
That's a paid culinary announcement brought to you by Bobby G. Well, Matt, thank you. He's been helping out. He actually cleaned up Chef Fred's pan. He's going to dump some trash for him. I mean, this is great sucking up, Matt. Appreciate it very much. There's your moment of fame. You even got to mention your beloved Patriots.
There you go. So we've got the mushrooms and the onions. We cooled those off in the freezer for about 5-6 minutes. That's it.
What are you making?
This is going to be the mushroom egg salad. Mushroom, onion, egg.
I know it.
They're all the components you like. Yes?
Yes
or no?
Yes.
Broaden the horizons.
I know.
Broaden them. Think about all the things we... Think about... Let me take you back to Philadelphia.
Yes.
Okay, what was the big phrase as Iron Chef Masaori Emoto came up the escalator at Macy's at Lenox? What did he scream out to you and I?
Blowfish.
Exactly.
That's
and what
right.
did he slide in on, I think, course number 7 of 13 or 14?
Yeah, he sent us blowfish. He actually
brought it out to us, yep. And we lived to tell another day.
Thank
I wouldn't
goodness.
Trust anybody to do that.
And see,
I would
being
trust
the manly
him.
Man that I was, I let you try it first.
Yes, and I appreciate
waited
that.
90 seconds. You were still there.
But when you do that, and you have the fugu, as it's called in Japanese,
yes.
You have but 1 minute or 1 hour to regret it, as he says in his book. And I think that is just absolutely, well, I know it's true. And if you're going to put your hands in food-wise, I would trust him more than probably anybody else
Kevin,
that I can think of.
Kevin, you'd be at a loss if you were traveling up and down the West Coast of Mexico mainland trying to find food that you understood and knew, I'll tell you.
Sometimes it's better not to ask questions.
I'll tell you what. It's all delicious, but you don't want to, maybe you just don't want to know too much about it, I'll tell you.
As long as I can get an ice-cold Bud Light in Mexico, I'm all right.
Cerveza?
Cerveza.
Yes.
It would be Pacifico. It would be Tecate.
All right, so we've got the eggs. A little bit of sour cream instead of mayonnaise, which I know is not your normal traditional type thing. But what we haven't done is we haven't salted and peppered it yet.
Are you going to add the most incredible ingredient that I think would be perfect in that dish?
Wow. We are. We're going to hit it with a little bit of black pepper. A little bit of kosher salt. And a little bit of zesty love rub. Not much, just a little bit. We want a little essence of love rub. That's it. So we're going to stir all that together. If it's a little too thick for you, if you like yours a little more creamy, which I do, I'm going to pop in a little
just
bit more sour
there.
Cream.
I know where they
you
are.
You can use regular sour cream by all means. Don't. If you're going all this route, don't sit there and mess around with low-fat sour cream at this point. You've got the eggs and such. So now we're going to take our toast. Bread, whatever you want to call it. We're going to take a little bit of that. and we're going to smear that on there like you would a sandwich. But this is going to be, just for Kevin's sake, we're going to call this a canapé.
How's that? What I would put on there, I would definitely put on a little zesty love.
Oh, I put that in there while you walked out.
Oh, okay. I would put some more on there because I just can't get enough of this stuff. Can you pass the zesty love rub down here, please?
Here you go, Kev.
All right.
So
I'm going to try egg salad, Nacho Bama's egg salad right here.
There you go. This will be in the next Chef and the Fat Man cookbook. Toast the bread. I like the bread toasted more so than I don't.
Oh,
on,
man.
On this particular thing. Oh, man. Is that a good oh, man, or is that an oh, man?
That's I can't a great oh, man.
Isn't that good? The mushrooms add just another flavor profile to this. You could do this with caramelized eggs. Caramelized onions, by all means. I mean, you can do this, top this with, if you wanted to go real fancy and foofy, caviar. And do them deviled eggs and do them on little white toast points of a baguette or a challah or something.
Well, the herb that goes with both of these ingredients, three ingredients actually, would be dill.
Oh, absolutely. But again, like you said, dill would be absolutely perfect. Be careful with dill, because all you'll taste is dill if you
now
do it
try
too much.
This. This, the absolute addition of the love rub, generously spread across the top, killer. Absolute
Mike,
killer.
When we get done with this, let's take these back to the guys in the kitchen that have been working, because I promised them some food. And get this one all set up.
A lovely couple sitting over there. Gentleman has a fine beer sitting in front of him. He would probably appreciate one while he's waiting for his food.
Okay.
But see, the nice thing about it is...
goes great with beer.
Yeah. What doesn't? Where's the love rub? Give me the love rub back, you thief.
Well, everything goes great with beer. Beer is a great Chicago tradition.
What's the big beer in Chicago?
Well, there's only one that Chicagoans really love, and they brought it back after years of being out. Old Style. G. Heilemann's Old Style beer, my friends. It was the Old Style that really kept the Chicago Cubs. They were their main sponsor for years and years. In fact, in celebration of Bobby G's, I bought him a metal sign that will hang in a store, one of the franchises that will open soon. And it's got 50 years, Wrigley Field, the Chicago Cubs, an Old Style beer.
Old Style, wow.
Yep. Yes, Old Style's a beer of champions. Now, my friends, we're celebrating this wonderful National Zucchini Bread Day with egg mushroom salad. And you know, that really is good for not using mayonnaise. That really is good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different hint. Like you said, a little shake of zesty love rub. Original would be fine, but zesty adds that much more.
You know, when you put it over the top, it really does give it a nice little kick.
Well, that's your first impression and hit. But it brings everything else out. Go to chefandthefatman.com. Go to the order page. Buy the product.
Mm. Man, that is incredible.
That's good.
Make sure Bobby gets one.
Great egg salad. It is great with zesty love rub. And I think we'll even give the owner of the restaurant some. Yeah, he's waiting. Yeah, well, you know, wait.
Here.
But you know, Chef Fred, this is one of the great things about these recipes, is that these recipes are so easy, my friends. Each and every one of these recipes takes no more than 10 minutes of real physical work. You're going to spend more time cooking this stuff than you are actually making it. But the nice thing is, especially in the summertime, when you're looking for things quick, down, dirty, easy, nice, and goes good, and it's not so heavy, these two recipes that you've done, Chef Fred, Huevos Rancheros and Egg Mushroom Salad, are classics that are perfect for the hot time of the year.
The other thing, too, Kevin, we're talking about the hot time of the year. When you do deviled eggs, keep them cold. Remember, cold food, cold. I won't go into the trip that my then-fiancé took with me to a picnic up in Chattanooga. She made deviled eggs. The owner would like another. She made deviled eggs, and we went up there and we had them. Well, her plot to get all my millions and millions of dollars,
yes,
kind of backfired, because she was the one who got sick on the deviled eggs, not me.
Oh, well, that's because you didn't eat any. You acted like you did and threw them away.
Do you have to spill the beans on everything? If this goes to court, I'm ruined. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Again, what should I... Stew size? When we're talking about eggs, brown versus white.
Yes.
Not Roe versus Wade.
Yes.
What does the color of the shells reflect?
The color.
The color of the chicken.
Exactly. The breed of the chicken.
Thank you very much. You didn't think I knew that, did you?
Breeds with white feathers and earlobes. I didn't know chickens had earlobes. It's reading right here, I promise.
Well, they have fingers.
Such as white leghorns lay white eggs. Those with red feathers or earlobes lay brown eggs. White eggs are in high demand, most American buyers, but in search of the part in country, particularly New England, brown eggs are preferred.
I could care less. As long as it's got mayonnaise,
there you go.
I don't care.
Another great egg dish, something I know you absolutely love to no end.
What?
White toast.
Yes.
Couple thick layers of mayonnaise.
Yes.
And two fried eggs, fried egg sandwich.
Yes, and then I always add some hefty maple thick-cut bacon.
Good call. I like ketchup on my fried egg sandwich.
Well, that's good. And then I add, always keeping with my roots from the Midwest, I add a little dairy, a little nice American cheese or a nice cheddar cheese across the top so that I can get maximum tonnage, maximum weight, maximum calories out of every sandwich. There's no sense eating weenie food because, after all, my friends, by the time we're 75 years old, we're going to start getting very old and die anyway.
Well, you won't remember it anyway, so it won't matter.
Yeah, so why not just eat well and wash it all down with a fine old style?
The average egg
weighs
3.5 ounces.
I didn't know that.
The average ostrich egg, you want to guess how much that beast weighs?
2.5 pounds.
You are very close, sir. 3.
I knew it.
It would take approximately... A roll of boiled eggs doesn't apply to ostrich. I want to go ahead and clarify that. It would take almost 40 minutes to hard-boil an ostrich egg. And why would you want to do that?
I don't know, because you're a caveman. Who knows? Anyway, it's all about food, fun, and celebrating a good life. When we come back, crab deviled eggs. It's an egg excursion through the city of Chicago and downtown Milton, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man taking it from the streets of New Orleans to the streets of Chicago, baby.